Hello, we do not own the right to any of the music played on this episode of Two A's That Can Be B's. Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, there you are. How are
Yes,
you?
I'm doing good. December. We're in December, last month of the year.
Yep, my birthday month. Well, I'm just saying thank you, Lord, for another year.
Yes, Lord. We
Oh,
appreciate. Thank you. I love you.
yes, Lord. So, hello out there in our podcast land. And I just want to say I'm Anita.
And I'm Angelique.
And we
And
are
two
two A's
A's that
can be B's.
That's right. So, shall we just jump into it?
Yeah, I guess we can't go we
No other
doing
way
us
to do it.
a nice little, special edition for y'all, off the cuff right here. So
Yes.
let's have at it. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. Well, we're gonna start off with our normal segment of Busy Bees. We got a few things to talk about. And we are gonna start with this whole Gabrielle Union getting fired from America's Got Talent. Now, I'm just gonna keep it all the way real. I don't watch the show.
And I don't either. So I don't even know what the dispute is.
The things that I've heard is producers had talked to her about her hairstyles. They were getting feedback about her hair, and it was too black. Which, when you hired her, that's the same color she was.
Exactly.
So,
Isn't that an HR issue that you're telling people how doesn't that like race? Oh my
yes.
goodness.
Yes. And if this show is filmed in California, they just passed the act about how you can't treat African Americans about their hairstyles. And you're supposed to get equal opportunities,
Oh
and
my
they're not supposed to
goodness.
be judged. They can wear their hairs in locks, braids, whatever they want to. They just passed that law not that long ago. So, that's an issue.
I don't understand that. Now that, and she's a celebrity and everything.
Yes.
Celebrities may come out there looking any old kind of way.
Yes, so they said that she was difficult. Of course, whenever you speak up for yourself these days,
We're difficult. Yeah.
you're difficult, you're angry. So apparently
The angry black woman
she's the
syndrome.
angry black woman, and she's difficult to work with, and she's not a team player. Apparently Simon Cowell can smoke like a chimney, and that she had brought that up, that he smokes inside the theater, and that's an issue. And I'm sure if that smoke is getting into your clothes and into your hair, because you all remember
And
when
that's
we
secondhand smoke. So,
hello.
that's a problem.
Yes. But yet, Jay Leno just got in trouble for making a joke about something about the cats and Asian folks, and the Asian audience got really upset, something about the cat, and we must be next to a Chinese restaurant. So apparently they cut that part of the show out. So it's just been, one extreme over another. And the other person that used was on the show with her that got let go too was, I guess she's from Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, somehow I can't remember what her first name is right now. But the big issue is, Gabrielle Union is standing up for herself and the fact that you just can't just be letting people go over foolishness. And that's, I guess, I don't know if she's gonna go all the way and try to fight or sue or what. That hasn't been said yet, but that can happen in any workplace
And it does happen. So,
all the time,
yeah,
all the time.
it does. It does. Because you can't, we can't, we always got to think again about how we go in to our workplaces. Like, oh, am I going to be allowed to wear these braids? Am I going to be allowed to wear this hairdo? Am I going to be allowed to wear this? Because, you know, we know that we're looked upon differently.
Yes. And I am taking a stand. I got to do what's best for my head right now in my in time management. And if someone has asked me, why are you wearing these locks? It's because of time management.
Right.
I can get more done if I'm not spending 5 to 20 minutes on my head in the morning.
Right.
I can get
And
like
then, you know, they'll say, well, you need to get up a little earlier, blah, blah, blah. You already know they got a
yeah.
way to get, come
Yeah.
back at you,
Oh
girl.
yeah. Oh yeah. But I'm guess what? I'm not taking them out. I got it long enough to where I can wear it in a ponytail.
There you go.
I will bring it. I will be nice and neat with it, but I'm not changing it. So
Yeah.
if I get the call, I'm not gonna go try to run and spend money.
Thank you. Taking it out, cutting it out
Taking it
with
out
hair.
and cutting
Yeah.
out and trying to get it all. No, I'm not doing it. And plus, I'm finding that my hair is, I don't know, is doing something, you know, with all these changes. So I'm like,
Yeah, hormonally, which we'll do and talk about in another show.
yeah, that's a whole nother topic
That's a whole nother topic, girl. I
in
feel you,
itself. In
girl.
itself.
Because I, yeah, because Wendy just made a comment on her show about the hormonal thing the other day, talking about she hadn't had a menstrual in a year. And, you know, I guess, you know, after you haven't had one for a year, you should be, you know, they say you're full-fledged menopause. But she said, so when it was about to be a year, how about she just had one? So they say
Right.
that starts your time all over.
Lord, see, that is so
Yes,
confusing.
that's what they say. So she like, really? Really, this is how I was doing. So that's a whole nother topic for another show. But Gabrielle, I hope you're able to keep your job, girl, you know, and be able to make things work for you. But you know, they always remind us that we are black. Don't forget it.
Yes,
Don't
don't you
forget
forget. And see,
it.
every time I keep hearing these stories, I just think we need to start honing in and really making things our own. We really need to figure it out. And this is across the board. We just need to figure it out because I'm getting tired of hearing these constants. It's like every day now. Every day now. So if we start pulling our dollars towards things that support things that we do, and you know, put more African diversity if in
Yes,
direction,
child.
and producing, then we won't have these issues.
But at first,
So,
we got to get along as a people, and that's a whole nother topic too.
yes, Lord, yeah. Ooh,
Is
this is
never
just
ending.
yes, it is, it is. Well, I hope she can move forward and. You know, this doesn't tarnish her reputation because she's been in the business a long
Oh yeah,
time,
oh yeah.
you know, and
I think
I
she'll be
just,
fine. I think she'll be fine. And you know, she'll, you know, people will rally around her because they like her. They like her as a person and as an individual. And she always, you know, represents herself very well. So I think she'll be fine. So I guess we'll go on to another topic that I was just floored by. So I'm going to kind of try to restrain myself upon saying the wrong thing. But Lori Harvey, I guess, and Future are supposedly an item. And I read, or I guess somewhere out there on the blog or whatever, was that Steve didn't want him to come to the compound for Thanksgiving. And I was like, well, first of all, you worried about how Future is being, you know, him as a man or whatever. You know, he out here being a man. Okay, because pretty much there's a lot of them out here doing what he doing. But
That's
your
true.
daughter is looking kind of crazy out here that within a few several months from the summer till now, she going from Diddy to Trey Songz to this man to that man, now to Future. And people talking about how is she pulling these men. No, you ain't pulling them. First of all, you ain't keeping them.
Okay, because I until you told me about this, I thought she was still with Diddy.
Girl, no. No,
You said
they
she done went
no.
through Diddy and Trey Songz.
Thank you. Girl.
They looking at her like, okay, so what is you trying to be? And what is you doing? So you looking at Future, you need to be looking at her. What is you need to be saying right now? Like, you know, your reputation right now, dear, is not looking very nice.
Listen,
right now.
Listen. I know I'm in a different age bracket, but you cannot, not everybody is a Kardashian.
No.
Okay. You can't be running through people left, right. And to be honest.
But first of all, the Kardashians had their money and created their whatever you call it, empire.
Brand.
Yeah. You ain't got that. You riding on your stepdaddy name.
Yeah.
Because your mama over there, she ain't no PhD. She ain't nothing out there. She came from, you know, dealing with, they say the story behind her. Her man was a drug dealer for one of the top notch dealers. So come on now. Please.
You know, this is what happens when, see, and this is why I have a love-hate relationship with social media and people and the way that they portray themselves.
Yes,
in entertainment, like, you can't be out here like, oh, I'm like this super mom and I don't have this past and all that's behind me. I think you need to address your past head on.
Thank you.
So that way, when your kids are found doing X, Y, and Z, be like, hey, well, you know what? It's her life to live. I did my dirt and I did my thing.
Let her do her.
Let her do her.
We all got some skeletons in them closets.
Right. So this, given this whole, this picture of perfection.
And look at Steve. Ain't he on marriage number 3 or 4?
Yeah.
So you need to sit down too, because you was that dude out there like that in them streets too.
Man,
sit down somewhere with y'all. Always think like a man, like a boy. Man, apparently it ain't working for your your immediate family.
Exactly. You got these entertainers, y'all, you know, these personas y'all put on, and then, you know, everybody in your camp and everybody around you is just acting a plum fool. I mean,
that's just like back in the day. This is how it used to be when the preacher was all up there trying to hold everybody accountable. But then when he went home, he was beating his wife, sleeping with so-and-so.
Yep.
And it was like, well, how you going to get up in at the pulpit and tell somebody not to fornicate, not to do this, not to do that? And you out in these streets doing some of everything.
Yeah, and I'm not supposed to divorce you because you're supposed to be ride or die no matter what. Even you get knocked in the head,
take that somewhere
punch in the stomach. Yeah, come on. So I mean, I hope you know you stop going through dudes like this, and I just hope you get. I understand.
You need to look at yourself. Now. This sound like it's some self-esteem, something going on.
Everybody knows Diddy's history, relationships. Everybody knows Trey Songz issues, and everybody definitely know about Future.
Thank you. So look, why is she attractive?
That's my thing.
So that's what I said. It's a self-esteem. It's something with your self-esteem.
Something with yourself.
Something ain't right up in that. Somebody need to sit down and put her on the couch.
Cause let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
We tend to marry men who are similar to our fathers.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So, I say that to say, there's something about these guys that are hitting too close to home.
I'm sorry. A phone call came in. I had to decline it. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. I didn't hear anything ringing, so but yeah, there's something that, you know, it's hitting too close to home. I can understand Steve saying, no, you know, we reserving Thanksgiving for the family. I get that. We're gonna talk about all that later, but I get it. But he needs to have a sit down with his daughter. They need to sit down with her and talk about what's going on.
Yeah, I agree.
You know.
So, all right.
So, man. Who we got next on the books?
Well, who on the books now? We are the next thing I see around here on the books. You know, is good old Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, Atlanta Housewives.
I'm like, okay, now this reality shit stuff is really getting to where it's fake, because I'm like, okay, now you don't even get really the real reality, because everybody doing it from script, because supposedly Portia's man cheated on her while she was pregnant with the baby, and all on the show, she all in that lady's office going through, you know, counseling, and they going through this and going through that, and I'm, you know, they co-parenting and not together. But in reality, you don't, you crying on set and all of this. And it's like, that shit ain't even probably true. Because apparently right now, y'all on Instagram, it looked like y'all would spent Thanksgiving together. So really?
Yeah.
Like, you on TV talking about, oh, this is unforgivable and blah, 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 blah. And everybody about that clout and chasing that bag. I'm like, that bag, my God.
But just I mean,
get that money, y'all out here selling y'all souls to the devil.
Right. Right. And see, and this is what I mean. Like, you don't even have to do this anymore. Because how many seasons has Portia been on there? She's been on there for a good minute now.
Yeah, she's been on there a minute.
You have had, you are getting enough checks to where you can build businesses. And yep. I know she got like she got a hair business.
Yeah, she got
okay. So why are you going down this road?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like, okay, you are a celebrity now. You were on Dish Nation. I don't know if she's still on Dish Nation.
She
I know.
Is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do you really need Housewives still? Because I'm thinking
these fake stories, everybody doing everything for a fake story.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this stuff, this Mona is just becoming like she putting a soap opera like Tyler Perry. Is she like she a writer? Like she just writing stories and
well,
putting
you know
people
this-
on there.
You know this Bravo, so this whole Andy, this the Housewives are Andy Cohen and them.
Well, he right, but he isn't at the top like he used to be. You know, he's kind of pretty much like just like a producing or something. He's not like at the level of Bravo that he was. He stepped down from all of that.
Oh, okay.
So they're called more like the corporate level, making these decisions of who stays on and who's on and this and that. Even though I'm sure he has some influence. I'm sorry, right. Not Mona Scott, because her stuff, that's Love and Hip Hop. They script it too. Everything is just so fake and scripted. It's just it's just ridiculous.
Yep. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it no more. I mean, I listen to the gossip. I listen to the stuff on the blog.
I just
people, you know,
it
who
when
review
it's
them, but
or something, and I'll say, oh, I don't watch them. Sit here and watch. You know, if I see a repeat, I don't watch it faithfully and be right there trying to watch it and get it or record it or nothing like that. But you know, when I'm sitting waiting on my other show to come on, I'll be like, oh, okay, well, it's on, and then I hear all of this nonsense. I'm like, really, is this true? This stuff is fake, because I just looked on Instagram and you was with the man.
Right. How is this happening?
And
how
I'm
is
like,
this happening?
And she was saying all this on that show. So that's
and my thing
saying.
Is that I almost think like you already knew all this stuff, because didn't Candy at one point try to warn her about this dude? She tried to be nice, nasty about it.
About the guy
in the business.
The girls, how he had girls' names on his body of who he with and all of that.
Yep. See, this is what happens, man. Atlanta is big, but it's not, because I know people who know people that know these folks. It's It's just, you know, people telling you, but you're ignoring it. So
she another one that wanted that baby too. So
Then one
of them babies that get up in their 40s and still want them babies. So by any means necessary. And then this is the you know, again, selling your soul.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, there's
lower
so
your
much
standard.
There's so much you got enough money to the point where you could do something else. You don't have to go this route.
You could channel it a different direction.
I agree. You know.
So I just wanted to put that out there, just like it seems like all of that stuff needs to be taken off the air. Now, when reality TV first came out, it was like, oh dang, they really
doing
that. It's really real.
Right.
Oh my God, they looking at people's real lives. This, that,
yes.
But now it's all about the angle of the camera, the makeup, the head. It's all just a production. It's no longer even really reality TV. It's scripted.
It's like soap operas. It's just like soap operas. It's the new soap opera.
It is. So I'm like, okay, y'all a joke. All of y'all is just a joke. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So
you might as well bring back the regular soaps, because the ones that you took off, you bring them back, because this reality stuff is pretty much it.
That's it. So
yeah.
So okay. Well, then I think I'm on with the last. This old good old Billy D is fluidity.
One day I like skirts and one day I like pants.
There you go.
Hey, if you want to wear tutu, I ain't mad at you. Do what you do.
But I always thought Billy was suspect like that, because even back in the day, because I loved him in the 70s. I loved, you know, Lady Seen the Booze. I loved Mahogany. You know, I loved that whole dynamic, you know. But he just always came across as not over. He was suave, but, you know, he was suave, but he wasn't like that man's man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just, you know, my mom was in love with Billy D. Like, she had a post on the wall.
Made
Billy D. And then she found out that he didn't really care for black women. So that changed her whole mind.
He
about
like
that.
Asian women, I think, just like my man crush, just like Wesley Snipes.
Oh, dang. See, that's a shame.
Yeah, but Wesley loves those Asian persuasion too.
So that was her Christmas. But I'm not surprised. He was cool to me, but he wasn't like that dude. Like, I feel like James Amos was more. Is it Amos?
Yeah.
James Amos. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was more of a man's man.
Yeah, he was
Richard Roundtree was more of a man's man.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, Billy D never was.
Not for me.
Go ahead, Billy. Wear your skirt. Wear your pink top.
Do what you want to do.
Wear your crop top. Do whatever.
You know, my thing is, Quincy Jones been telling on everybody, and maybe he forgot to throw Billy D into that hole.
How about that? He forgot all about it. His old age. He forgot about it.
He forgot it. He probably said when Billy D came out, he probably said, "Oh yeah, Billy D was."
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He was at that party and had that skirt on. That's right.
Right. That's right. We remember when he came in with some dress and high heels. Lord.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, so that wraps up our segment of Busy Bees.
Yes, yes.
So we know you all have just had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We don't know how you spent it. It may have been on vacation, as myself. It may have been with your family. It may have been alone. It may have been, you know, just you. You know, it may have been, you know, with a friend-iversary. I know they're doing those nowadays. So however you chose to do it, we thought that we would just highlight our holiday.
Yes.
You know, and just recap it for you. And just give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. And just, you know, let's do a little reflection. We'll just
reflection. Yes,
so,
yes.
I'll let you go ahead and start out with how your holiday was. How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, my Thanksgiving was good. I took the entire week off. So half the week was spent with, you know, my son and I, we spent half of it together. Then the other half, you know, we spent with family. We went to, you know, up north.
Okay.
I'm going to try to keep this generic.
Oh, I know. I understand. We'll save the names to protect the innocent.
And as always, it was really good because I got to see all my husband, Perry, is one of seven brothers.
Right.
And so sometimes for Thanksgiving, you know, some brothers will show, some brothers won't. Well, this year I got to see all the brothers all the sister-in-laws, the wives. So that was good. I got to see our youngest addition, the youngest grandchild.
Oh, nice, nice.
I think he looks, based on his size, I'm thinking he's 9 months. He may almost.
Oh, nice, nice.
He may have just turned one, he may have just turned one this past month in November.
Cool.
So, yeah, got to see him and hold him, and he is the cutest little bitty thing.
Oh, doll.
Yes, yes. You know, before they can start talking back and telling you no, but they do it in other ways, you know, with the crying and the whining, but still, it was good to see family. So that was the good. That was the good part.
Okay. And
of course,
we want the bad and the ugly,
right? And of course, you know, with a big family, there are multiple personalities.
Oh yeah. And I come from a big family, so I know.
Yes. Well, I don't. So this is girl. All like
we done had Thanksgiving where fights done broke out.
Well, no fighting broke out.
You know, cops been called, girl. We done had all kinds.
Oh Jesus, on Thanksgiving. Oh girl. Dang, now you have your man. You gonna have to tell us that story one day.
I grew up, oh girl, my grandmother had 17 kids, let me tell you. So I grew up with big family, you know. That's why now that I've gotten older, I'm okay with smaller, you know, family gatherings, because I grew up with a bunch of family around all the time, which I love that. That is a beautiful thing to be able to grow up with that. And I love my family. And I miss that I'm probably not with them more, you know, at the holidays and stuff. But I grew up with, you know, people going up and in crammed in my grandmother's house, all of us going up and down the steps, kids everywhere, people everywhere, bumping into each other. That's what I grew up with.
Yeah. My husband jokes said, you know what we need to do with this basement? We need to just make all bunk beds line up across the across the wall, so everybody got a bed every time we come down for Thanksgiving or come up for Thanksgiving, because it's just a lot. But that was the good. There was a miscommunication. I'm gonna say it like that. There was a miscommunication. Because one of the things, you know, in my mother-in-law's house is that every couple gets a room.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then she has her room. So there's five rooms. So there are four couples. The four couples get a room.
Okay.
And then the And the kids either, you know, sleep on air mattresses the room or on the floor.
My
mother
used to say, make pallets.
Make pallets, yep. And then, you know, the single guys, they make their pallets or sleep on a couch and they do whatever. So that's the rule of thumb in our household. So there was a miscommunication about extra people coming. And
so somebody must have brought a woman.
Okay. And then, you know, they're still in the room.
And they thought that they was a couple. No, you ain't married.
Which is crazy, because it's nothing new. My mother-in-law has always said this. And, you know, when I started dating Perry and I went up for Thanksgiving is actually when I went up to meet his family. That was the rule. And then I had to, he slept on the couch.
And that's fine. You have to respect, when you come in somebody's house, you got to respect their rule, because I feel like that too. My mother was the same way. If y'all ain't married, y'all ain't sleeping in no same room and no same bed together. And I feel that same way too with my children. Until you guys are husband and wife, y'all just dating, and ain't nobody up in here sleeping together but me and the man, and me and my husband that paid a mortgage here.
Right.
Ain't none of those shenanigans going on. So y'all, you know what? Y'all invite me to your house and then let me come and sleep in your hot bed.
Right. So that was the
drama.
The drama that ensued.
So who was upset, the male or the woman?
Oh, the male was upset. Because, you know, my mother-in-law don't play. She don't mince words. She's at an age now where she just, and she always been like this.
Women.
She didn't miss words. You're gonna have to leave the room.
Or go get a hotel. Go pay somewhere. You ain't got to stay here.
Well, again, the miscommunication is we're leaving at a certain time, but you're still here.
Yeah.
And now you're asleep, and now you're in the room, which we've already accounted the room
for
to go
somebody
to a couple.
Else.
So yeah, it was a miscommunication.
So did they leave the room, or did they just stay there and the other person had to figure out a whole nother situation?
Well, you know, my mother-in-law.
Oh yeah, you got to get up out of here. That would be
my mother.
You got to go, girl, please. Girl, you already know. You've got to get out of here. They ready to go to bed. I thought y'all was leaving.
So my mother-in-law politely.
No, it wouldn't have been polite. You know, it's gonna be some drama for me.
Listen,
get up out this room. What y'all doing in here?
I'm trying to script. I'm trying to script the situation. I'm trying to script the situation. Politely say, you know, you can't, I mean, you can still stay.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful air mattress that you can use.
Thank you.
But the room is accounted for. So
they got mad and left.
No, they stay. Oh, yeah. The next morning, okay, which was ironically the next morning, they left, but then they came back later on that day, which we were all kind of surprised given the fact that you were, you know, people were a little upset about that situation. Because
you know you was wrong. Go and sit down somewhere.
But it's crazy. It's like I've been married. Okay, I've been with Perry for 8 years. We've been married for 6. Okay. Mm-hmm. Since I have met him and his mother and his family, that has always been the rule. It has never changed. Right. So I'm sure this has been the rule prior to me even being in the picture. So why all of a sudden now we getting brand new? But and that's now it's family. Everybody's fault.
That's what family do, girl.
So
I can tell you some stories, girl, but I can't put it on here because I know some of my people, they listen.
Right. I know mine are listening, that's why I'm trying to just say that it was a
sometimes it's just family, and they find out when they just decide they want to act stupid and have an attitude about something and act stupid about something, that's when they decide to do it.
For better or for worse, you love your family for better or for worse.
Exactly, yeah,
and that's how I feel about my family. I love them for better or for worse, and it really was so it didn't even have to be that way. And I really liked the person that came. I really liked her, and I like her energy. And it's nothing against her. It was a simple miscommunication that if you just communicated earlier, by the time everything went down, it would have not been an issue.
But already know this is the rule. So why are you making it a big deal?
Right.
Why are you pushing the envelope when you know this how she rolls?
Right.
Period.
Right.
So
that was that, and I came back and, you know, went into a vegetative state because, you know, you gotta decompress when you come back from traveling, because you're on the run, you're going to bed later than usual because you're staying up talking about stuff or playing cards or playing whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're waking up at the crack of dawn because, you know, breakfast gotta be made and everybody gotta eat. So, you know, I came back a little bit early so I could just have my data afternoon and day to chill out.
Yeah, what you got to do. Yeah, you got to do that, because I made it a rule anytime I travel at the holidays, I got to have a day before going back to work or going back and doing, you know, before the beginning of the week. I can't just come back and then go right to work the next day. No, that's never going to happen. I make it and plan it to where, I'm going to have one day to wear. I don't have anything to do, but since I went on vacation, it was nice. It was very nice. We had a good time. You know, it was time for Melanie and I, you know, we're past that. We don't have little kids. We don't have anything like that. So we're kind of trying to make it kind of a tradition. We would have liked the kids to have come along because we were at a place to where they could have come. But with all of them with different schedules and different stuff going on, we understood, which it ended up being, you know, nice because it was just he and I and able to just relax and reconnect and all of that. But girl, me and him was sitting there and I said, you know what, I'm looking around and you know we went, you know, to the warm weather or whatever, and I'm looking around and I'm like, where are the Black people?
See, I get concerned nowadays. Where are I? Need to see what I need.
Well,
to see some sprinkles.
We saw some
okay,
but I'm like, bang, it's sad, but I'm like, you know what? I always think like this when I go away to places, because we get too confined, or like I told my husband, I said, we too content in what we're already in. We just want to look up at mama and them house, or look up the street, or stay in our own little neighborhood. Take your family on vacation. You will go and buy a BMW, or go and try to buy some car, or come and try to do, but won't take your kids to see that there's more to the world out here.
Yeah.
And that is just so sad. It's like, we just as a people just have sometimes our priorities all messed up because every time I go away, I look around and say, where are we at? Where are we?
Right, right. Yeah, I think it's funny because as a kid, I didn't travel as much. I went on mostly road trips. So we were a road trip family.
This is something that could have been a road trip.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I still didn't see, you know, we were not represented. And it was something that, you know, you could drive your family to. It was, you know, it was a resort area or whatever. But there's a lot of us making money and doing things too that still don't do much with our families.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's like we really, you know, kind of have to, it's a whole big global world out there. Get some stamps on your passport.
Yeah.
Go out here and see the world. Expose your children to more than just their grandmama house.
Right.
Go take them on vacation and go see something and see to strive. You want this. You want to, you know, this. There's a big, huge world out here. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of the whole different mindsets and cultures. And, you know, your little world and this little bubble you live in is not the norm.
That's true.
So that's true. It's really, really sad because, you know, one thing me and my ex-husband did do, and I really, you know, have to, you know, say that's one thing we were good at, is making sure they were exposed. We always went on vacation. We always took them places because, you know, he and I traveled before we even had kids. But then when we had them, people was like, oh, we got kids. I was like, we ain't letting them. We had them. They didn't have us. We're not letting these kids slow us down. We're going to expose them to life and let them see there's a whole lot more to life out here than just be. And they'll tell me to this day, yeah, mommy, we appreciate that. You guys had us everywhere. We went here. Oh, yeah, we already been there. So now they just be like, oh, yeah, we went there. Oh, yeah, we've been there. So it's like, I'm so glad we instilled that because that made them see there's more out here to life. Expand your horizons. Don't ever think that this is all there is. You could tell a child they could be anything they want to be, but if they don't see nothing no different, they're not going to understand this and think they can achieve that.
That's true.
So, you know, we didn't have always a whole bunch of money, but, you know, we would plan our vacations out a year ahead of time. I put it in the budget and we would pay on it. And then when it was time for us to go, you know, we had already, once we got there, it had already been paid off. You know, you budget for everything else. We'll go out here and stand in line for some damn Black Friday sales.
Which to me is never a good
thing. A scam. And we'll go out here and buy purses and buy this and buy that, but, you know, buy some memories. Go out here and make some memories for your kids to remember, and pictures for them to see and places that you've been and stuff that you've done and expose them to things. So I was just looking like, oh my goodness. And then when we're other different places that we went, I was like, wow. He was like, oh, there go one. There go, there go some. There go some. Like, we was like picking them out.
Wow. And I know, I won't say it's the time of year. Because, you know, things, I won't say it's the time of year. It's just that you're right. We don't really prioritize it. And, you know, I can
honestly say. And there's so much out here to see. It's so much out here to expose them to and to show them culture and show them, you know, what's out, you know, what you know, that we really live in just such a small, small little bubble. There's so much more out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just thought that was just something that I was enlightened about. I thought it was getting better because of social media and stuff like that. But I just was like, the two vacations that I've gone on this year, I really looked around and, you know, saw some of us, but it wasn't a lot of us.
Yeah.
That mentality one day will change, but what, just like we'll go and buy a car before we buy a home or buy a place to stay, that's the same mentality. Well, we'll go buy this, this, and this, but, you know, you're not going to do anything to uplift and show your children what's out here or for your family or even as couples, you know, go and take a trip together, go and do something together, go and, you know, go and do something and see something together, you know, see something different and not just Jamaica.
That's always on the island. Yes, we always on the island. Yeah, we're always on the island.
Yeah, or just go to Jamaica. Go and see another island. Go to Aruba. Go to Maldives. So go somewhere else.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, and I'm gonna just put a little bit of my business out here. So, you know, that's one of the things that we're trying to plan for now. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you could pay on cruises.
You sure can.
So you could put like $100 or $200 down for a cruise and pay on it each month or pay on it every couple of months.
We planned a year out. We would plan on a year out. We book it and we would pay on it up until it was due. So we had like 9 to 10 months to pay on it because we had a family of four. So it wasn't like we could just up and jump on a plane or whatever, or go here. We took them on cruises. We took them on, you know, they've been to Disney several times. We've taken them, you know, to all different states to see different, you know, different museums and things of that sort. So we would always plan it out. Like, the year ahead of time and say, okay, this is the place we're going to go next year. We going to find it, you know, set it up, book it, and start paying towards it.
Right.
And paid it like a bill. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what you got to do. I mean, I know times are tight, and I know sometimes, you know, and that what I don't want somebody doing is, you know, you don't have money to eat and pay your mortgage, but yet you on vacation out here in the streets
get their hair done, and weaves be about $300.
Yeah, see, you need to do your own.
And they'll go and get them nails done. You know what we do, girl. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
our priorities are all messed up.
I know.
So that's what I observed, and that was my epiphany. You know, I'm like, you know what, we just got to do better. You know, we just got to do better. We just got, you know, we just got to do better. But that's what I did, have a good time and did enjoy. And I did see that I am going to get out here and exercise, because there were some shapes that I saw that people was doing out here on next to these pools. I said, oh, my God, I hope I ain't looking like that.
Oh, okay. I took a picture of myself today. I said, well, this will be the last day.
Oh, girl.
I'm going to fight this with all my being.
I said, this is not cute. I said, out here, and I'm looking at, so I saw this one man. I thought he was going to have to do some mouth to mouth on him, because he was barely getting in the pool and out. He just kept getting in and out with them kids. I said, oh, Jesus, somebody get him. Please don't let this man. He was sweating and was in the pool and with the water, girl.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
that's it. He just overweight.
Yeah, you know, be healthy. That's all I can say. Be healthy.
A lot going on, girl. I saw a whole lot of that going on. I said, Lord.
So
that was my other epiphany. Like, okay, it's time to put that fork down and walk up and down these 13 flights of steps you got in your and do some inside exercises or something. But it was great to get away or whatever. But yeah, just the holidays, and I also heard that Thanksgiving, not Christmas so much, but Thanksgiving is the loneliest holiday, and people tend to be more depressed around Thanksgiving or what have you, because it's so family oriented.
Yeah.
And so oriented towards being with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people may not have family, or, you know, they may not have anywhere to go, or, you know, that sort of thing. So they did say that, you know, if you have someone, check up on them, invite them, because, you know, there's no, that, you know, that you think people have places to go and people to connect with, but they don't, because a lot of people are transplants, and so they don't have any family around.
That's true. It's true. So make sure your friends and loved ones and people around you got somewhere to go and be during the holidays. That's true. That's very important to ask. And one of the things, I used to do this, and I say when Jaden gets a little older that we want to get back to doing, is try to volunteer to feed the hungry during the holiday.
Yeah, I always plan it and I always say I'm going to do it and then let something else come up. But I really need to do better at that as well.
Yeah, because it's good. It's a good feeling to see people and, you know, have them be
less fortunate.
Yeah. And, and be able to help. So that's, you know.
Yeah, let's shoot to do that as much as we can, because I definitely want to put something together. And I do try around this time of year to get, you know, things together that I want to give away to, you know, maybe the homeless or something of that sort. Like my girlfriend, she told me such a beautiful story that she and her mom and dad and her husband, they went to downtown Atlanta with, I think they went and just got like, took like $250 and got like fives and tens and passed them out downtown. I guess where the homeless people be and where they are down there, and they just pass them out. You know, get a meal, go, you know, you don't know if they did or what have you, but you know, she said that they, you know, just felt as though, you know, let them, you know, felt like giving back. Let me give you some money, because a lot of times, you know, that's what people want.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
She said she went where the homeless people are. They lined up. She told them, don't crowd around. Line up. And they passed out money to them. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was really, really a good gesture. I think they did it the year before last, because she said they were going to like try to plan to do that maybe every other year. So the holidays was really good. I'm glad George was good despite the drama. But I know we're coming.
Miscommunication for my family. I did miscommunication.
Yeah. But that's all right. It always works itself out.
That's it.
We all end up connecting. You know, we love our friends, we love our family. Let's just, you know, be thankful and grateful that we're still here. So that's what it was all about.
Absolutely.
So, I guess that's all I got for this. And so, you know, let's just, you know, continue, you know. Thank you. We gave you guys a nice little quick segment. Please reach out to us at 2A'sThatCanBeBees@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, please listen to us on all podcast platforms. We're on just about every platform, Apple, all of them, I believe, that are out there that we're on now. So please go listen to past episodes and listen to our current ones as well. We're going to continue, you know, to give you guys, you know, if you have any suggestions of things you'd like to hear us discuss, please send us an email or follow us on Instagram, which is 2A'sThatCanBeBees. And please come in on our Twitter. I think it's 2A'sTwoBees.
That's correct.
And then we are also on Facebook at 2A'sThatCanBeBees.
That's it.
Two A's, two B's. There you go.
Yep.
All right, man.
All right.
Enjoyed it as usual.
Segment. Yes, ma'am. Thank you to everyone. We appreciate you.
We sure do. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hello. If you would like to become a sponsor with 2A's That Can Be Bees, please contact us at our Gmail account, 2A'sThatCanBeBees@gmail.com. If you have a product or you have a business that you would like to promote and you would like to provide it on a segment of 2A's Can Be Bees, again, please contact us at 2A'sThatCanBeBees@gmail.com. Thank you.